Good morning. It is 10:30 here on 10:31. I'll give you an extra minute. Chris is shaking his head like, learn how to tell time. It's digital. I mean, I have no excuse, really. Just want to make you laugh, Chris.
Thank you.
And he's smiling right now. I'll tell you why. But first, this is Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, president of the chamber, joined by
Cameron Bergeron, vice president.
And Chris is smiling because we have Joanne Gumby here from Gormley's Cafe, and she brought breakfast sandwiches. What do you think, Chris?
Thank you. My mouth is going crazy with saliva right now. I need to start digging in.
Going crazy. He needs to start digging in. So
well, that makes me happy. It's amazing. When you came in, the smell. Oh, my heavens. And not only did you bring in your famous sandwiches, you brought us coffee. It's like,
I'm so happy because I'm like a 3 to 4 cup of coffee kind of gal.
Yeah.
So.
And well, I had to like get it out there that we have merchandise now.
I know.
So we
these are so nice, travel mugs too. This is so much better than the mug that I have that like grips on me and falls apart. And
this is amazing.
So this is definitely going on our Instagram.
Yay.
So it's incredible.
We also have t-shirts. Not that I'm plugging myself too much, but yes,
this
that's
is why you're
here.
Exactly.
So
you recently bought this restaurant. This is like the girl power episode of businesses. This is so awesome. What made you decide to buy a restaurant?
Well, I was actually at my doctor yesterday, and when I was telling him we'd bought a restaurant, he asked if I wanted a referral to a psychiatrist.
You're like, so, thank you.
Yeah. So actually, my husband and I have both been in the business forever. I started at the age of 12 catering, and he started at 13 cracking eggs in a diner. Until his mother got him fired for being too young to work. So, you know, we figured out between us, we have 65 years of restaurant experience, management, cooking, all facets of it, including consulting for other restaurants to open. And this opportunity just sort of presented itself. We weren't really even looking for it.
He just wrote a note that said, hash is fantastic.
All right. Well, our hash it is homemade.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, our hash is actually one of the few in the area that is actually homemade, starting from scratch, everything. Like, you know, he cooks the corned beef, he
does his own potatoes.
Everything. Yeah.
It is so delicious. hash is my breakfast staple if I'm going out, because that's my protein, and it's amazing.
Let's circle back to she was finishing her story.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's sorry, just, I just...
That's okay. Like, you know, the hash is distracting. I'm not going to lie.
That would be a great t-shirt. Yeah. Our hash is distracting.
Yeah. So honestly, we weren't even really... We were sort of looking for an investment opportunity, but we weren't really actively looking. Mm-hmm. And it just came up like on a silver platter. A mutual friend of ours and the former owners came and said, you know, we've got a friend looking to sell. And Craig came home from work one day and said, CJ wants us to buy a diner. And I said, of course he does. So, you know, so we went down and we looked at it, and it was just too good of an opportunity to pass up.
Awesome.
So here we are.
It's wonderful. And I have to tell you, when you go in, it is spick and span, immaculate. I've never seen such a clean diner. It's you walk in and just go, oh, wow. And you've got a pretty extensive menu.
Well, we try to kind of keep things current for people coming in for a quick lunch or make the sandwiches that they are now demolishing.
Jerry just asked, can I have a sandwich? Eat away, guys. You got to keep the guys happy. I was going to say,
can we cut over to them to get them out?
I have a picture of the sign that says the hash is fantastic with Chris.
You know, we wanted to change the menu up a little bit and make it a little more current. We actually added a salad section to
awesome.
To our lunch
that
menu.
Me.
We have wraps on there now that were never on there before. And you know, we've put in a couple of new items on the breakfast menu as well as making everything from scratch. We added a yogurt parfait and a seasonal fruit cup.
Ooh.
So it's all fresh fruit. All fresh vegetables. There's nothing frozen, no frozen spinach. It's if you order spinach in your omelet, it's fresh.
So great.
Yeah.
It is. Everyone's mouths are drooling.
I know.
It is so good.
Yeah, he's a talented man.
He's extremely talented. You two make a great combo.
So your husband is the cook.
Yes, he's the chef. I call it Body by Craig because I know people listening can't actually see, but I was a size 6 when I met him, and I'm not anymore. And I blame him entirely, but I'm very happy about that.
You're eating well. That is nothing wrong with that.
No, no. And you know what I love is on the weekends, it's recommended to make reservations.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a few reviews lately saying you might want to call ahead.
So you can call ahead?
Sure, why not? we just started that now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting to a point that it's, you know, it is nice to see that people want to come in on the weekends. We have our regulars who come in every Saturday like clockwork, and they, you know, sometimes they change it up, sometimes they don't. One of our new regulars, they just moved to the area from Texas, and they came in, I think, a week after we'd bought it. And so we were new, they were new, so they were our first official regulars that belonged to us. And she does what we call hash hands, because as she's waiting for her food to come, she sits there and like draws her fingers. So she's like, it's coming, it's coming, I know it is.
It's good.
We also make an amazing Reuben sandwich, which again is our corned beef, but he makes everything again from scratch, including the Thousand Island dressing.
Can you imagine homemade dressings?
All of the dressings, all of the sauces, everything is made in-house.
Gosh.
The muffins are baked here.
Homemade muffins.
Last week, one of our regulars, she comes in every Wednesday at 9 o'clock before Nora's place opens. She gets her hair done there at 10, so they come in and she gets a muffin and her friend gets a sandwich. And she was joking around last week and said, you know, oh, the tea, I'd like my tea in scone now, Your Majesty. So he said, you like scones? Next week. So yesterday morning, he made scones.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
It's no wonder that people are calling and making reservations, because you can call ahead for takeout.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice. We're definitely going to have to do that soon.
And your prices are so incredibly reasonable.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you use fresh local ingredients, it's actually you pay less than you would for anything processed or anything like that. So, you know, it's just knowing what your guests are buying and knowing what you need and ordering on a weekly basis or in some cases daily basis with our breads and stuff like that. We get them in as fresh as possible. So,
and I love that you're a scratch kitchen. My daughter has a nut allergy, so we have such a hard time.
The only thing that we use with nuts that has nuts is peanut butter, and that's in its own little secluded area, and that's only if somebody asks for peanut butter. And it's
a
fresh spoon, fresh everything, gloves go on. You know, we're very aware of food allergies. I have a few friends who are celiac, so we're very aware of that.
Yeah, that's huge for us, because we have such a hard time taking her out to restaurants, because you just worry.
You do, because you're right, you have to be cautious about that.
Yeah.
And
actually,
you've
thought of everything. I forgot the granola that we now have has almonds in it.
Yeah, so. Almost every, pretty much all granola has some type of nut in it.
But other than that,
but we can tell you, she has a nut allergy.
Oh, yeah.
Very
and
careful.
Everybody is trained. Craig and I are both certified with allergen training, and all of our servers are very much aware that if anybody says, I have an allergy to this, one of us goes over to the table and makes sure that we assure them that you're going to be safe here.
That's really exciting. My husband's a huge breakfast person, so it's fun that we have a place where we can go.
Oh, definitely. And I have to tell you, my nephew is, I would
Billy!
Say, yeah, he's a connoisseur. And
Billy? Billy? Oh, yeah, you said Billy loves it there.
Oh, my heavens.
Well, every time he walks in, everybody now goes, Billy!
No way.
It's like
how
your
often
cheers.
Is Billy there?
Pretty much Saturday. Every Saturday and fairly certain
Sunday.
On Sundays. It's not every Sunday, but it's
that
close.
That is so funny.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I love teasing Billy.
But
he gives it right back.
He really is so persnickety. Oh, he'll probably kill me for saying that.
He's probably not listening. He's probably pulling shenanigans at his work office right now.
True. But he really is hard to impress. Well, I should say easily negatively impressed and hard to be positive. And he is selling the world.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Selling the world. It's true.
Yeah. Well, he's fun. Like I said, every time he comes in, everybody just kind of, you know, like swarms. And we just laugh. That's what I love, is looking around and just seeing people making friends with each other just because we're having such a good time. People are just joining in. And it's been a lot of fun, especially like this last week with all the congresses in town and everything going crazy at the Songhees. We've got people coming in from all over the country. I'm telling them, park down by us. It's free parking in some areas around there. And just, you know, walk the 15 minutes, have a nice breakfast, and laugh at everybody sitting in traffic. And we've gotten everybody, like everybody I've told that to has been coming back day after day
Great.
And it's been a lot of fun just getting to meet people, and they're like, I wish we had one of these where we live.
Oh, that's so great. And it's so nice hearing you talk about Gormley's because you're so happy. There's, it's part of the whole experience when you go eat somewhere, if you know the owners are happy and and the wait staff is happy. Because you can walk into a place and if you're greeted like, hi, how are you? And I've been to places like that and I remember those places.
Oh, yeah. That's so much of it is like, you know, people, if they're happy when they walk out, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to tell anybody that they were happy.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're miserable, they're going to be stopping strangers on the street going, oh, no, I had the worst experience. Don't go there. But for me, when I was growing up, my mother kind of instilled in me that going out to dinner or going out to breakfast or any going dining experience was not just about the food. It was about the atmosphere. It was about the service. It was about the food, the plate presentation, all of it. So it was always a special occasion going into a restaurant, whether it was, you know, just a quick bite to eat or a fancy dinner downtown in Boston. So that just kind of is instilled, has been instilled in me. And Craig is of the very same idea. We always say, throw the party. It's a party. People, when they come into my restaurant, they're coming into my home and I'm having a party for them. And that's the way I like to look at it is you're not just here to dine. You're here for the whole experience.
Now, how long have you been married?
We're coming up on 10 years.
Wow, great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was wondering, I mean, you have made such a huge success of your business. Are you thinking of changing the name?
Well, we discussed it because Gormley's has been around since 1951. So you have 65 years of name recognition there. But it was Gormley's Luncheonette. So we changed it to Gormley's Cafe just to kind of update it a little bit. But what we've also done to kind of honor the history of it is when we did the renovations in at the beginning of this month, we just fully renovated the dining room. So we went back to a retro diner's look. So we've got the aqua and the red and the black and the white and the stainless steel. And it just, it honestly looks adorable. And I don't mean to be sitting here patting myself on the back, but it came out exactly how I pictured it. And actually,
it's,
in some ways,
wonderful.
Even better.
I can't wait to see it because I remember the old Gormley's.
So. Yes. Yeah. Oh, it was, it's so different.
Yeah, we actually had some people in this morning. They just flew in from Seattle, and I guess he grew up here. So as soon as they arrive to visit his family, the first thing they do is they stop at Gormley's.
Oh, wow.
And the wife walked in. She goes, I don't remember it being this cute.
Oh, you're like, thank you.
Yeah. Or this shiny.
Yeah.
I mean, it is shiny, spit shine. It's just so clean and immaculate. No. I just have to keep saying it.
Now, was it a lot of the same staff that was there before, or a combination?
We kept everybody.
Awesome.
I wasn't interested in putting anybody out of work when we took over, and I made sure that they all knew that. I let them know that there will be some changes coming up, but if you're willing to work with us and work on our standards, you're more than happy to have you. Only one server chose not to stay. And we've brought a couple of other people in that have been great. And honestly, Ed and Michelle, who Ed lives upstairs and he helps us out with prep every now and then. And Michelle does our dishes. And she's like the beverage girl. She gets everybody their coffee. She knows everybody when they come in. She's like, that's so-and-so. They got decaf and a small orange juice. He takes his coffee black. So she's been invaluable. The two of them have been absolutely fantastic to, you know, help the transition and help us get to know everybody. And, you know, they're just part of the fun. You know, they're part of the family. They, you know, I joke around with them that they were in the purchase and sales agreement.
That is, that is so funny. And they have the history that, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been invaluable in helping us. And they're very happy about all the changes that we've made as far as like the organization of the kitchen and everything behind the counter to the changes that we've made in the dining room and to the menu. They are like our Michelle especially has, except I keep calling her Margaret, and you know, so
one of those like mental blocks.
She just looks she reminds me of a woman I know named Margaret. So now it's like every weekend she's got a different name. Like one weekend she was Madonna, then like, you know, recently she was
all
Myrtle,
M's.
And then Mary Margaret. You know?
That is hysterical.
That's funny.
Yeah, but she's like the one who's like running around town. I'm gonna get her a sandwich board that just says "Follow me to Gormley's." You know?
Their hash is very distracting.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And you know, the more you say it, the more I like that.
I think it's hysterical.
I'm dying to try your blueberry pancakes.
Okay.
Those.
If I'd known, I would have brought them.
Oh, no. Trust me.
You'll have to meet Billy there.
Oh, yeah.
And have some blueberry pancakes.
It's true.
I'm thinking like you could create a hashtag about the hash.
Oh!
Well, actually, we do what we... One of the things that we did when... I was at Mill Number 5 looking for wall hangings because I wanted local art and local artists. And I found a picture of a book, or it was a print of like a bunch of books with a coffee cup on top of it. And I was an English major, so I love the books. So I was like, I'm buying this. And I told the woman I was buying it for my restaurant, and she was so excited. So she came down to see her picture hanging on the wall, and we got talking. And I asked her if she would be able to make a welcome to Gormley's shingle for us that we could hang where there was an old one hanging up on the sidewall. So we sat down and we talked, and she was actually where I got the idea for the aqua from, because she did some research on the retro diner. So she also, her name is April Starr of Flourish Cafe, and she did an amazing job on this print for us. And we talked about what we were going for with the retro diner, with the scratch kitchen. We talked about possible taglines, so she came up with the tagline for us, which is fresh food and local friends.
Well,
and
she
also at the bottom of our little welcome shingle says now trending hashtag homemade hash.
Oh, awesome. So, I love it.
Yeah, and she did such a great job on our poster that we asked her to modify that for our ad in the Lowell Summer Music program. So she did that as well.
Great. And what are your hours at Gormley's?
We are open Monday through Saturday, 6:30 until 2, and then Sunday, 7 till noon. Except I do have to add for this weekend, for the holiday, we're going to be closing at noon and reopening on Tuesday at 9:30, because my goal is to be in the lake and pruny all weekend.
You deserve that,
you
for sure.
You certainly do.
Well, thank you so much. It was
this
so nice
has been
meeting
great.
You, having you on. We can't wait to go and check
well,
it out.
Well, I can't
well,
wait
I know
to have you guys come down
out.
And try. And also, just one last little plug. Not only do we have the blueberry pancakes and the typical chocolate chip, we also have a bacon pancake and a Heath Bar Crunch pancake.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
They are delightful.
Good. Heath Bar Crunch, I like it.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yep. So thank you, ladies. This has
been
great.
This
thank
is so great. Thank you for the coffee and the mug.
No problem.
Oh, we
enjoy.
Love it. And oh, my heavens, those sandwiches, everything. I think everyone's trying to take a bite and share.
I'm going to grab a bite after this.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for tuning into Chamber Chat. We have one more segment left, so stay tuned. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets